During the coronavirus pandemic, healthcare workers have been on the front lines, pulling long shifts in often dangerous conditions. Here's one nurse's story. Jennifer Bejo has been an intensive care unit nurse at Albany Medical Center for 13 years.
As a nurse, I cannot stay home. We're still going to work to care for patients that are front lines, trying to prevent death and slow the spread of COVID-19. However, no matter how strong we are not invincible. Right now, you know, I'm one of those nurses who are very concerned that the response to the COVID-19 pandemic from federal, state, and local authorities and many healthcare facilities is not adequate. We already saw or have seen the evidence from all over the state that many hospitals are failing to adequately protect frontline healthcare workers. Right now, I worked, open up like, you know, our COVID, you know, ICU units, and I'm one of those nurses who's taking care of these very critical patients from all over the region and even from New York City.
When it comes to PPE, personal protective equipment, Bejo says there's not enough.
You know, we always felt that we were sent to war without enough ammunition. So, you know, the lack of PPEs, you know, created more panic in this stressful situation. There's a shortage of masks. You know, the provision of this essential equipment is so inadequate that we have to sterilize and reuse N95s. And, you know, we all know that reusing it is not safe at all. It's a breach of infection control protocols. And even the manufacturer's inspection say that it should not be reused. And it's also concerning to note that even the nurses on the floor that are not directly involved in caring for COVID patients are being reprimanded for wearing the regular mask. So, you know, like all of us nurses feel that we are not protected at all.
Bejo says frontline caregivers should be given a voice when it comes to protecting themselves and their patients.
I think we should be calling on our representatives in Congress to make sure any COVID legislation includes health and safety protections for healthcare workers. We also want OSHA to issue an emergency temporary standard to ensure healthcare facilities implement comprehensive infectious disease exposure control plans. I believe that President Trump invoked the Defense Production Act in order to produce equipment that frontline health workers need to battle the pandemic, but he hasn't unleashed its full power to jumpstart production on PPE that we so desperately need. We don't need N95 respirators 8 months or several months from now. We already needed them yesterday.
Bejo says COVID-19 patients, many of them critical, often die alone since visitors are prohibited.
You know, it poses a risk of contamination, people coming from outside and coming in. We don't know whether they're, even though they don't exhibit like any symptoms, they can be carriers. That's the scary part of it. I believe that the community and everybody should understand that the COVID virus is 30 times deadlier than H1N1, than flu. And as we've seen, you know, like deaths, like, you know, everywhere, social distancing is only one way of flattening the curve and containing the infection.
Bejo believes all nurses should be tested.
We don't get to be tested, like, you know, until we became symptomatic or we show, like, symptoms of respiratory, like, you know, problems. So healthcare workers who are exposed must be tested so they don't put their colleagues, patients, and families and even community at risk.
What would you say to people who say, you're a nurse, isn't this what you signed up for?
I agree that this is what I signed up for as a professional nurse. However, I did not sign up being pushed in a battle without any protective gear. I did not sign up for taking my life at risk as well as, you know, risking my family's health, risking the patients that I care for, risking the life or of the patients that I care for. I believe that I signed up for this with the expectations that administrators in the hospital are also there to support and protect me as much as I protect the patients that I care for and the communities that I care for.
When her ICU shift is over and Bejo goes home, There is no off-duty when dealing with COVID-19.
I'm always scared that I may be carrying the virus, like, you know, to my house and infecting my son, infecting my husband, putting their lives more at risk than mine. I do not have that privilege to send my family away or to, like, find myself, like, you know, somewhere to stay until this COVID, like, you know, crisis is done. You know, like, social distancing is still continuous inside my house. It's hard for me to not be able to, like, hug or get too close to my son without being fearful that I may get him sick. I wear a mask at home.
Beho was among other nurses who gathered outside Albany Med on Saturday. In these days when she and her colleagues are being praised for their work, she says they appreciate public support.
One thing is for sure, that the human spirit and the will to survive can withstand any crisis or disaster or misfortune. We have gotten, like, you know, the community support, and it's so astounding and very heartwarming.
Albany Med has issued a statement that says, in part, "The safety and protection of our workforce and our patients remain Albany Med's top priorities. We continue to follow guidelines established by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the New York State Department of Health regarding proper use of personal protective equipment. Albany Med has adequate supplies of masks and other PPE." Dave Lucas, WAMC News.